Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, how the Iraq War is casting a shadow over the congressional debate regarding the intervention in Syria.
But first, Time Warner and IBM say they will move their retired employees out of the company's health care plans and into private health care exchanges. Most retirees qualify for government-run Medicare, but many retirees have supplemental plans to cover the gaps in government coverage. IBM says moving into private health care exchanges will end up giving its retirees more choice in plans and more control over their money. Experts in the field say workers who need more coverage may end up paying more for their health care as a result of these changes. Spencer Ante is Deputy Chief of Corporate Reporting for the Wall Street Journal. He's with us now. And Spencer, you broke the story on IBM. Tell us about the change that IBM is making for, I believe, 110,000 people.
That's right. So we got wind of this change and then we confirmed it with IBM. And the plan is to move about 110,000 of their Medicare eligible retirees, people who are 65 or over, and they're going to move them off their company sponsored health plan and instead give them a payment with which they can buy coverage on this health insurance exchange that is being run by a company called Extend Health.
And what is in it for IBM? Why is the company doing this?
Well, IBM was very clear to me that they claim this is not about cost savings, because usually when companies cut benefits, it's to save money. But they capped their contributions that they were giving to retiree health care about 20 years ago. So the amount of money they've been spending has been relatively the same. What they say is that they saw that the rising cost of medical care for retirees was going to nearly triple by 2020, according to their estimates. So they say they were concerned that their retirees would not be able to afford really coverage. So they believe that by moving to this exchange, which is bringing more competition to the insurance market, that it will hold down medical inflation and therefore make it more affordable over the long term for their retirees.
For their retirees and for them, maybe. What about for the government? Do the taxpayers end up paying more?
Well, Medicare is available to anyone over the age of 65 in the U.S., and so this is basically going to give the IBM retirees options to purchase other supplemental forms of Medicare. So, I don't think it would cost the government any more money than it's costing them now, unless it leads to more people signing up for supplemental Medicare, but it's hard to say.
And just to be clear, this is not directly connected to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, right? Companies have been moving in this direction for some years now.
Right. So it's a little bit confusing to people, but the reason why it's confusing is because IBM and Time Warner and other companies have been moving to these exchanges, and a central part of President Obama's health care reform is to adopt the use of these health insurance marketplaces. So it has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act, but they're using a similar vehicle, which is these exchanges. And as we said in our follow-up story today, the retiree population is sort of the test case for these exchanges, because they're at least on Extend Health, which claims to be the leader in private Medicare exchanges, they're serving more than 500,000 people on their exchanges, and it's also serving about 300 companies, including nearly 50 Fortune 500 companies. So they have been early adopters of these exchanges, and the Obamacare effort will try to push people, active employees, into these exchanges.
And do these companies that move in this direction have to worry, or are they worried about recruiting employees? Is this a benefit that people want? They want to be able to have the company's health care plan rather than going into these exchanges. Should IBM therefore be concerned about Google or Facebook or some other company poaching their employees away?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Unfortunately, the long-term trend over the last 25 years is that more and more companies have been taking away health care for retirees. So, for example, in 1988, 66% of large companies that offered health benefits to their active workers also offered retiree health insurance. that percentage has fallen down to about 28% today. So it's not a lot of companies are offering retiree health care. So I think it becomes a vicious cycle that the fewer amount that offer it, it becomes less of a requirement for employers to offer it. And so I think, unfortunately, that's the situation we're in.
Spencer Ante, Deputy Chief of Corporate Reporting for The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.